Drouillard, brother and sister. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 19, 1902. Dear brother and sister Drouillard, I should be pleased to see you, but as this cannot be, I will now write you a few words to say that I am of good courage in the Lord. This year we have been favored with an abundance of fruit. Our little patch of strawberries bore wonderfully, something as the corn bore last summer. The fruit was of an excellent flavor and very large, some of the berries measuring 3.5 inches round and 1 4 inches. Our 3 large cherry trees were laden with cherries of a superior quality. Marion could eat a few of them, Clarence many without injury. We put up about 100 quarts of fruit from these trees. From the first tree we sold enough to the sanitarium to purchase several boxes of sour cherries, which we bottled. It is very desirable to have these to use with other fruit. About the time the cherries were all used, the loganberries ripened. In appearance, these berries are somewhat like a large raspberry. They are decidedly acid, but are a valuable fruit. We have had blackberries, also, from our own bushes, but for want of water, some of these berries are drying on the bushes. We are using the early apples now. For several weeks we have had applesauce on the table. Our family thinks much of this dish. We now have all the peaches that we can eat. The grapevines are loaded. The prune trees are bearing so heavily that some of the branches are breaking. The room that the carpenters are building for me over the kitchen is nearing completion. I hope it will be finished very soon. It is a large, sunny room with open fireplace and bay window. During the winter, I shall have the sunshine all day long. After I have moved into the room, I will tell you how I like it. As you no doubt know, for some time after my return from the East, I was unable to use my voice. I feared that I could never again speak in public. But gradually, the power of speech returned, and one Sabbath, to test my voice, I ventured to speak to the little company in Calistoga for a few minutes. Twice afterward, I spoke to small companies, each time talking a little longer. Then I promised to speak at the sanitarium, in order to test my voice before a larger congregation. The chapel was filled, and I spoke without difficulty for nearly an hour. After these trials, I felt free to respond to a call to attend the local camp meeting held a few weeks ago in Petaluma. We drove 50 miles across the country to this meeting. Our trunks and bedding were taken over by Brother Leininger in his large wagon. It was cheaper to send our baggage in this way than to ship it by rail. Brother Leininger took his family with him to attend the meeting. The good hand of the Lord was with us in making arrangements for a home in Petaluma during the meeting. We succeeded in renting a large, 2-story house in a quiet neighborhood, within about 5 minutes' walk of the campground. This house had 8 rooms, with clothes presses, besides kitchen, pantry, and bathroom. Some of my workers were with me, and we occupied the house together. The rent for house and lot, with stable and a large grassy paddock for the horses, was only $7. Never before in all my travels have I, when away from home, been so favorably situated either for working or for resting, as I was in this house in Petaluma. Our camp meeting in Petaluma was excellent. I spoke with freedom 6 times before large audiences, besides giving a short talk during a meeting held in the interests of the San Francisco medical missionary work. I wrote out daily, and also wrote many important testimonies. Much was accomplished by my workers in preparing important matter that is much needed by many. After the meeting closed, we drove home, eating our lunch on the roadside as we had done when going over. On the way we stopped at a large orchard to buy a box of cherries. These were a feast to us. But the day was very warm, and the return journey nearly wore me out. 2 days after our return, the brethren met in this place to hold a medical missionary council. Judge Arthur was present. During this council meeting I spoke 4 times, including the Sabbath service. The Lord wonderfully strengthened me to bear a plain testimony, but this effort, made immediately after the hard labor at Petaluma, wore on me considerably, for I felt intensely over the matters that I presented before the brethren. 2 weeks later, I spoke again on Sabbath morning in the sanitarium chapel. The next morning, I felt as if I must be outdoors, so Brother James and 2 of his children, Sarah McEnterfer, and I went up the Howell Mountain Road a few miles to the home of Brother Leininger's daughter to gather some small black cherries. We ran our platform wagon directly under one of the large trees, and I stood on the seat to pick the fruit, holding to the boughs with my left hand while picking cherries with my right hand. In this way, I was able to pick 8 quarts. Altogether, we picked 2 boxes, a portion of which we gave to Brother James as his share. In the afternoon, Mrs. Nelson and Sarah put up 37 quarts. The juice of these cherries is the richest that I have ever tasted. Early the next morning, Monday, I stood before the people in the Sanitarium Chapel once more, to fulfill my promise to speak to them in the interests of the church school work in this place. The room was full, and the Lord helped me to speak for an hour, giving clearness of mind and much freedom. I never spoke where the people seemed to listen so attentively as for their lives. I shall have a copy of the report of this talk sent to the brethren at Berrien Springs. The following forenoon, I was called to a board meeting of the California Medical Missionary Association, held in the Sanitarium Library. I spoke for an hour. The testimony that I bore was timely and much needed. I will have a copy of this talk sent to you. I give you these little particulars so that you may know about how I am feeling. As you were members of our family for some time, I know you will be interested to hear of our welfare. For the past few weeks, I have been working constantly. I am surprised that I can do so much. At one time, I was afraid that I should lose my eyesight. But I used my eyes very carefully, treating them as best I could. I have not had time to take any treatment at the sanitarium. I felt that I must continue writing in order to complete the educational book. I have had a copy of this book, in manuscript form, sent to you to read. We are now waiting for you to return it, with your criticisms. I have carefully read all this matter. I feared that my eyes would not be strong enough to finish reading it, but I cried unto the Lord in prayer, and He heard me. My eyesight is preserved. I should like to write at greater length, but I must pass rapidly over many things that would be of interest to you. I must, however, tell you something about the sanitarium here. It has undergone a transformation as wonderful as would be the transformation of a lion into a lamb. The conditions seem to be in every way improved. I bore personal testimonies from the Lord to several connected with the institution. Those received by Brother Nelson and family, and by Brother Boker of the Food Company, brought about decided reformations. Both of these brethren made good confessions in the church. Sister Nelson is now living in St. Helena. The message borne to Dr. Zielinski and wife have not wrought the desired changes. Their cases stand very much the same as they stood before. One of the changes most needed was the separation of Dr. Sanderson and his wife from the institution. He is practicing in San Francisco. Dr. Loper is here now. He is a Christian gentleman. Dr. Winiger is also here. She is a treasure house of wisdom and is respected and loved by all. Her presence in the institution is a great blessing. We appreciate her worth and pray that she may be given grace to carry forward her work wisely and intelligently. In the Sabbath school, she has a class of 30 patients whom she instructs in the scriptures. Elder Taylor's labor has been greatly blessed. The changes that have been effected have helped to purify the institution. Objectionable food is not served. No more foolish entertainments are held. There are now fewer patients, but those who come are benefited spiritually as well as physically. A heavenly atmosphere pervades the buildings. The Lord is working, cleansing, and sanctifying the helpers. We hope to see this reformation continue. Excellent meetings were held in the chapel last Sabbath. We are greatly encouraged, and we hope that this sanitarium will be a place where God can reveal Himself. In every institution, we should ask for God's blessing, and then work just as if the Lord has answered our prayers. Thus we shall gain victory. I want you to read the matters that will be sent to you from time to time, and tell me how you regard these things. In much love.